Hey guys, Jin here. 英语文备课中要开杠喽! This episode is bilingual with both Mandarin Chinese and English spoken throughout the show. 今天要来聊聊烘焙料理当中的一个技法，叫做水浴法（Bain-Marie）。 也称为隔水加热，会想做这个主题是因为在苏打饼干那一集里塞太多东西了，所以想说把里面的一些重点再切割出来，多补充一些资料，同时呢也多一些口语的练习。Hope you like it! Bain-Marie essentially is a small pot within a large pot. Essentially, 本质上,基本上, a pot within a pot, 锅中锅. Bain-Marie essentially is a small pot within a large pot. Bain-Marie, 水浴法这个名词,基本上就是大锅子里装一个小锅子. Fill the large pot with hot water. Fill, 充满,装满. Fill the large pot, 将大锅子装满. With hot water, 热水. Place the food you want to cook or melt in the small pot and set it inside the big one. Place, 放置, melt, 融化, inside, 在里面. Place the food you want to cook or melt. 放你要煮或者是融化的食物 in the small pot, 在小锅里. And set it inside the big one. 然后把小锅放在大锅里. Fill the large pot with hot water. Place the food you want to cook or melt in the small pot and set it inside the big one. 水浴法的基本做法就是一个大锅，一个小锅，大锅装热水，小锅装食材，大锅容得下小锅，小锅放得进大锅里，就是完美的水浴法操作。This setup creates a gentle indirect heat that's perfect for melting things like chocolate or butter without burning them. Create 创造, gentle, 温和的, indirect, 间接的, perfect, 完美的, without, 没有, 不会, burn, 烧焦. This creates, 这会产生, a gentle, indirect heat, 温和而间接的热度, that's perfect for melting things, 非常适合融化食材, like chocolate or butter, 像是巧克力或奶油, without burning them, 而不会燃烧,烧焦它们. This setup creates a gentle indirect heat that's perfect for melting things like chocolate or butter without burning them. 透过大锅里的热水的热, 缓慢而均匀地提供小锅里的食材, 不管是融化或者是烹煮所需要的热能. This setup is also called a double boiler or water bath. 水浴法, Bain-Marie, 也称为隔水加热, double boiler, 或者是 water bath. These terms are often used interchangeably and refer to the same cooking technique. Term, 术语, interchangeably, 可交替的, refer to, 意思是, refer to 的意思就是意思是 technique 技术 these terms 这些术语 are often used interchangeably 经常互换使用 and refer to 指的是 the same cooking technique 相同的烹饪技术 these terms are often used interchangeably and refer to the same cooking technique 虽然水浴法 隔水加热 Bain-Marie, double boiler, water bath, 都是指同一件烹饪法，但是在操作上呢，就会根据料理的需求做些些微的调整。When making certain recipes such as creme brulee or a cheesecake, it is recommended to use a Bain-Marie setup. Creme brulee, 焦糖布丁, cheesecake, 乳酪蛋糕, recommend, 建议 When making certain recipes, such as creme brulee or cheesecake, 像在制作焦糖布丁或乳酪蛋糕这类的食谱的时候 it is recommended to use, 建议使用 a bain-marie setup, 水浴法。When making certain recipes, such as creme brulee or cheesecake, it is recommended to use a bain-marie setup. This setup involves filling a pan with hot water and placing the ramekins containing the mixture to be cooked in the pan with the hot water level covering the ramekins by at least 1 inch. Involve, 包含, ramekin, 烤模, contain, 包含, This setup, 也就是隔水加热水浴法这样子的设定摆设的话 involves filling a pan with hot water, 包含在烤盘当中注满热水 and placing the ramekins containing the mixture to be cooked, 放置装有待烤食材的烤模 in the pan, 在烤盘当中 with hot water level,热水水位 covering the ramekins by at least 1 inch, 至少一英寸。This setup involves filling a pan with hot water and placing the ramekins containing the mixture to be cooked in the pan with the hot water level covering the ramekins by at least 1 inch. 制作焦糖布丁或乳酪蛋糕这类的食谱的时候，会把装有面糊或蛋液的小烤模放在装有热水的烤盘里，然后进烤箱烘烤。这样呢，可以防止蛋糕裂开、过度加热造成的大气孔，还有粗糙的组织。Another setup is simply to fill a saucepan with water and bring it to a simmer.Place the food you want to cook or melt in a large bowl and set it on top of it. That's where a double boiler comes in handy. Simply, 只不过, saucepan, 汤锅, simmer, 即将沸腾的状态, comes in handy, 有用,派上用场的。Double boiler, 除了是隔水加热这个技法以外，也是指工具本身，所以从字面上翻译，你可以称它为双层锅煮。这是市面上有贩售的产品，也就是你不需要翻箱倒柜找适合的大锅加小锅，你只要把购物 APP 打开下单，就有完美的双锅煮了。Another setup is.另外一种隔水加热就是 simply to fill a saucepan with water, 只不过就是将汤锅装满水 and bring it to a simmer, 然后加热到即将沸腾的状态 place the food you want to cook or melt, 放置你想要烹饪或者是融化的食材 in a large bowl, 在一个大碗当中 and set it on top of it,然后把这个大碗放在汤锅上面。That's where a double boiler comes in handy. 这就是双层锅煮派上用场的地方。The heat from the simmering water will gently cook or melt the food without overcooking or even scorching it.The heat from the simmering water, 即将沸腾的水的热度will gently cook or melt the food, 会慢慢地煮熟或者是融化食材 without overcooking or even scorching it, 而不会煮过头甚至烧焦。The heat from the simmering water will gently cook or melt the food without overcooking or even scorching it.像是巧克力或者是奶油这种容易烧糊、烧焦的材料，就需要利用隔水加热，让温度缓慢的升高，达到慢慢加热、融化食材的效果。不过呢，对于使用双层锅来隔水加热、融化食材的时候，到底上层的锅子要不要接触到热水呢？ Should water touch the bottom of the top pot?Should the top pot get into hot water? 哈, get into hot water, 放进热水当中。我们在聊隔水加热，所以 get into hot water 字面上的意思当然就是放进热水里啊。但是 get into hot water 同时也是一个英文惯用语，意思是惹上麻烦。例如If you keep breaking the rules, you're going to get into hot water with the teacher. 如果你一直违反规定，早晚老师会修你领的。这个惯用语呢，也可以缩短成 in hot water. For example, if you don't finish your work on time, you will be in hot water with your boss. 如果你不按时完成工作，等到了老板问起的时候，你就糟糕了。在烘焙料理的论坛里头，就有一个讨论串在辩论着，隔水加热的时候，上层的锅子如果碰到了下方的热水，是不是就完蛋了？ Should the top pot get into hot water? 有人信誓旦旦说，锅底一定不能接触到热水，这样温度会太高。Blah, blah, blah. 答案其实很简单。隔水加热的设置呢，是依据食材所要求的料理方式所设定的。When making recipes such as creme brulee or a cheesecake, fill a baking pan with hot water and place the ramekins with the mixture inside the pan.如果是做焦糖布丁或是乳酪蛋糕，就会用大烤盘装热水，小烤模装面糊或蛋液。那小烤模放进大烤模里，然后呢进烤箱烘烤。When making recipes such as custard or zabayon, fill a saucepan with hot water and place a small bowl with the mixture inside the saucepan. Ensure that the heat is on and stir constantly.如果是做奶油布丁馅或者是沙巴翁这类的馅料，就会在瓦斯炉上操作，汤锅装热水，用一个稍大的碗来装食材，让碗架在汤锅上，一边加热一边搅拌。When melting butter or chocolate, fill a saucepan with hot water and place a small bowl with chocolate or butter inside the saucepan. You don't need to turn on the heat, just wait.如果是融化奶油或者是巧克力的话，就是准备一锅热水，然后将奶油或巧克力放在小碗当中，再把小碗放进热水当中，等待热水慢慢的融化奶油或者是巧克力。所以啦，隔水加热或者是水浴法有许多不同的处理方式，要看烹调过程当中想要达到什么样的效果，就要采取不同的方式。好喽，那么今天的英语文备课中说故事聊烘焙就聊到这里。If you like what you hear, please rate, review, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast tab. 感谢订阅收听斗内的朋友 ,your support means a lot to me.备课中的网站有文字笔记，可以善用网站的搜寻功能找到你所需要的资料。有时候资料会慢一点上传，也请朋友们耐心等待哦。Be sure to tune into the next episode. 记得要继续回来收听英语文备课中。Bye!